Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 20, His Endeavor. He said to him, "Go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how He had mercy on you." Mark 5, verse 19. Following in the footsteps of Paul, we arrived at Philippi. I found this place fascinating. It was in the city that an evil spirit, speaking through a slave girl, became an obstacle to the preaching of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, Paul commanded the spirit to leave, and it did. But her masters did not like it, and they were enraged because they had lost their profitable business because she no longer had the fortune-telling spirit. Then Paul and Silas were imprisoned. Throughout his ministry, Jesus endeavored to bring salvation, healing, and restoration to everyone he came in contact with. Yet not everyone accepted what he offered. Sometimes, as seen above, people chose money and profit over healing and salvation. When faced with an amazing supernatural manifestation of God's grace and power, different audiences responded differently, either with rage, fear, and asking Jesus to leave, or by surrendering to His love and desiring to follow Him. In the exorcism of the Gerasene demoniac, both responses are present. The evil spirits called Jesus by name, Jesus, Son of the Most High God. Mark 5, verse 7. Jesus means Yahweh saves, and His endeavor was clear, to save and to restore. When Jesus commanded the evil spirits to leave the possessed man, the demons asked permission to enter a large herd of swine. When it was granted, the swine drowned in the sea, exposing the ultimate intention of Satan. The herdsmen reported what had happened, and that's when the people pressed Jesus to leave, because they chose money over restoration. In contrast to their fear and rejection, the restored man was clothed and in his right mind and pleaded with Jesus that he might accompany him. The crowd implored him to leave, while the man implored to follow him. Jesus left the place, but his endeavor to save them continued. He commissioned the man to proclaim God's mercy throughout the region. Jesus will never force His presence on His creatures, yet He does not give up in His efforts to seek the lost.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.